What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
This is completely BS. This is shame. They had to win tonight? If that's the case, just let us know so we don't show up for the game. Just give them a win.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, I got to address this. Kev Fisher.
Lay it on me, man.
Kev Fisher. What's up, Kev? Kev says, like Mike said. Sorry, had to do it. He says, who's been hurt by this? I never said anybody was. What I'm telling you is the NFL has claimed and has said that, and I want to quote here, their health and safety committee also presented information to the owners. I never said that was the case. What I'm saying is entertainment and safety are the two things the NFL wants to tell you that they're concerned about.
Right.
Now, Kev Fisher, goes on to say, entertaining is winning. Kev, it's not entertaining when you do it four, five, six times in a row. It's why we don't shoot free throws the entire NBA game. Boring.
Well, sometimes it happens.
It's boring as hell. Wake me when it's over. I want to see action, Mike. I want to see some booty shaking. I want to see some action.
Right, but if you can't make your free throws until they change that rule book, you can put a clown on the line who gets weak in the knees when he comes to hitting a free throw.
Do you guys remember Hack-A-Shaq?
Yep.
You guys remember this?
Right.
Boring. It was a tactic. Worked.
Hey, we had the four corners. They made that go away, too, because it was boring. We went to a 24-second clock or a 40-second clock
in
college.
And what the rule book now says is you can't just randomly foul a guy down the court because you want to shoot free throws. They changed the rule. Kev, here's my point. That's not entertaining when you do it four, five, six times in a row. He says they're not doing it every play. That's not the point. We've seen the Eagles do this multiple times in a drive, and more importantly, especially when they get in the red zone. So that is just my beef. That's my own thing as a football fan. It doesn't mean that you have to agree with it. But when we talk about this play, and I love this too, when a guy says, guys, it's illegal for the defense to line up, because I said, what are you going to do, line up 11 guys over the center? If you're joining us right now and you're wondering what's going on or why we're talking about this, the tush push was not banned today by the owners. 22-10, they were two votes below what they needed to get it banned. But he says, Mike, the defense cannot line up in the same fashion in which the offense can in the same manner. And the defensive lines, you can't push the nose guard and the defensive tackle.
Right.
And that's to your point. But again, I guess enough owners said, well, we'll see how it plays out.
I mean, my only feeling on this is, I mean, like, it's not like I disagree with Carl. Aesthetically, it's not a great play to watch. I understand that aspect of it. And that's the only reason why Roger Goodell's, you know, trumped up his safety committee to say we got to move this along. It's just a rubber stamp for Goodell. Doesn't like it. They realize that it may not appeal. It doesn't make for good television. Unless you're an Eagles fan. Unless you're the Eagles. Unless you're winning. If the Falcons had adapted this 5 years ago and we couldn't get a yard, you know, if we had used the tush push to beat the Eagles in 2017 instead of Matt's ill-fated attempted throw to Julio where they mugged him in the end, and also no call on that one because the refs don't have the balls to throw pass interference on the final play of the game.
They wouldn't have made it out of the stadium.
Maybe we should make a rule for that one. I barely made it out of the stadium and we lost
point.
The game.
That's my point.
But I'm just saying that, you know, if it's all relative. If we are a team. I can think of, as I said, going all the way back to the early days of Matt Ryan, we even with the burner Turner, we're not great in short yardage. We've never been a good short yardage fourth and one team. So if that's a play, if we developed it, we might feel differently about that. But unfortunately, because a lot of teams, whether it's coaches or it's the offensive coordinator, they have their egos and their playbooks, and they won't, or whatever reason, have the desire to copycat an effective play. Now, some of it is personnel. Eagles got a great offensive line,
yeah,
and they got a quarterback that's built like a blank house to do it.
404-726-0929. By the way, follow us on social media, like Kev, at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes, and at Mike Bell ATL. Of course, the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. If you missed our conversation to start the show about this, you can go check it out at Odyssey.com. It is there. Download the app. You can listen that way, guys, no matter where you are, and stay in tune with everything that's going on with this program and much more. All right, coming up, we are going to talk to our buddy Josh Kendall. He is saying, Mike, Xavier Watts and Billy Bowman are going to be fire and ice. Okay, these are two of the safeties, guys, that we drafted. We're going to get into that conversation with Josh.
Oh, we could call them Tango and Cash. Yes, I do like that. We'll get into Josh's take because if the secondary and that front seven are playing that complimentary football, we will be that better defense, man.
No doubt. And we'll talk about the schedule with him as well. That's on the way in about 10 minutes. Right now, though, let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down, let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, let's talk about what else is going on, Mike. The Lions pulled their proposal for playoff seeding. They basically are saying, you know what? Let's just keep things the way they are. So they pulled this from the owners even attempting to vote on this. Do you think they knew this wasn't going to pass? And so they said, all right, you know what? Let's pull it.
Yeah, man. The idea that, you know, again, think about a team that is trying to climb that ladder and finally wins their division, and you weren't going to get home field. I mean, I didn't like that one either. So, again, you know, if you want to maybe, as we said yesterday, the compromise reseed, which is part of the proposal, reseeding after that first round. So at least the team, if they got 8 or 9 wins, they get at least one home game, and then they're reseeded. Not a fan of that either, but I can understand maybe splitting the baby. But we're going to table that one for another year, and we'll see how it goes. Now, if somebody loses, if you're like a 14-win team and you got to go play a 9-win team on the road, you know, that might be one that pushes the owners over the top on that one. We'll see.
We will. Joe Burrow, by the way, is upset. I kind of feel him on this. This is, from a scheduling standpoint, the 4th straight year that they're going to play the Ravens in primetime at the Ravens. They can't get a game in Cincinnati in primetime, even though this is a division rival, and Joe Burrow was asked about it. Listen to this.
You know, playing in Baltimore for the 4th straight primetime year isn't ideal. Maybe we could get one of those in Cincinnati next year, please. Maybe an international game next year, too. You know, I think, you know, part of the reason I wanted to do the quarterback show, I wanted to help grow the game internationally. And so to not have a stage like that is a little disappointing because, you know, I feel like I've consciously worked hard to try to grow the game internationally over the last 18 months or so. So hopefully at some point in my career we can go over there.
Oh, check out the big ego on Joe Burrow. You know, hey, it'd be nice for me to be at home in my own bed for the holidays. Jeez. Gotta go play football on the holidays. Oh, brother.
Look, he's a dude. I love Joe Burrow's game. Guys, 49-18. 49-18. That's how many yards he threw for 43 touchdowns, 9 picks. Defense was terrible. And game after game, it was like, if I don't throw 5 touchdowns, we're losing. Week after week. If he had any semblance, Mike, of a defense,
right,
the Bengals may be playing for the Super Bowl. He is so damn good when healthy, and that's been the other issue because every year he starts a season injured, and then they got to fight to try to get back in it. But that is interesting, basically, Mike. Let's see how much weight he has. Let's see what happens next year with Burrow coming out and saying this.
Yeah, look, I like Burrow. I like his swag. I mean, his team, I just think they're fundamentally flawed, unless they're going to really hit the ground running. Isn't Shamar Stewart holding out now?
Yes, he's not in camp because of the way the bonuses are structured in his rookie deal.
Okay. It's always Cincinnati, guys. It's like we talked about, there's certain owners that just, you know, things that are generally simple and get done like that with other teams take an extra few weeks or months with the Bengals because the Brown family is as cheap as the day is long. And that's their defense, man. You're right. How are they going to be able to pull this thing off? You hear what Hendrickson has to say about it? I mean, that's a team which is – you're wasting – you went to the Super Bowl 2 years, 3 years ago now. You're wasting this team's nucleus of these stars.
Oh, that's true because now you've got all your guys signed, especially on offense. Meanwhile, the NFL is warning fans not to sell a majority of their season tickets. What do you mean they're warning fans? Fans can do whatever the hell they want. We buy these tickets.
I mean, okay, in our case, I know sore subject, people up at Flowery Branch don't listen. Earmuffs. You put the personal seat license in, I don't know, what is it, a third of NFL cities now have it in their stadiums? It's how stadiums get built. So, you know, the personal seat license is a scam, and it's the biggest ripoff in sports. And now you take a guy that was, you know, paying a simple freight every year, renew, and now he's got to add this, you know, surcharge on top. Some cases, it's you got to at least eat one game to recoup and pay for the rest of your tickets, you know, plus the parking, the hot dogs for the kids. So I don't like it. But, I mean, for instance, and I said when the schedule came out when you were on vacation, I hope we get off to a great start so a lot of people aren't selling their Bills tickets.
Because
the Bills Mafia will come down here and pay through the nose to come down to Atlanta.
No doubt. They travel well. That's absolutely right, Mike. And there are about 20 teams, according to Day-Day, that have PSLs.
Okay.
Remember, Tennessee's about to get a new stadium, right?
Remember the time we explained to the Carolina fans at the
they were hot.
It was the Mariota grenade toss game in the rain. And they were asking us about, they're saying the new owner wants, Tepper wants a new stadium.
He does.
Right, he can't get it. He's going to try to do improvements on Bank of America.
Yep.
But we explained to them how the PSL worked. You want to see some. And then it was like, what did you say? Next, you know, Carl and I are giving a lecture on PSLs to about 10 Carolina fans.
Yeah, because a lot of those fans, like former Falcon fans, have been season ticket holders for 20 years. And they haven't paid in addition to what they paid for their season tickets. That idea was like so foreign to them.
Right.
Like, wait a minute, what do you mean? So then what happens when the seat is not – okay, when a concert comes, what happens? Like, they are asking us all these questions.
Right.
And we're like, well, look, it depends on how – what level of seating that you're going to be at. Anyways, long story short, I just think when the NFL says this, they are basically saying, hey, we would love to see a majority of the season ticket holders in all of our cities with all of our teams create those real home field advantages. The problem is, Mike, product. The product is not good. I don't care what city you're in. There are only a few cities that this happens in. Green Bay, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, okay? There's only a few cities where you go, we're going to go up there, man. It's going to be hard to get a ticket, and these fools are going to be acting up.
I mean,
everywhere else you can go and get a damn ticket.
Giants and Jets now. It's, you know, it's unthinkable. When I was a young kid, you know, Giants and Jets fans, those season tickets, they were waiting lists. You know, they were, when I lived in D.C., it's the Redskins, and they soon will be because the product's getting so much better for the Commanders.
Agreed.
They get that new stadium behind the Capitol. That's going to be popping. But getting back to the point, yeah, you can get – it's easy now to get Giants and Jets tickets. Think about that. That's like crazy. Look at the situation. I mean, talk about the Rams. The worst situation is the Chargers because the Chargers are basically they're.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
A team without a city. They were San Diego. Only a small amount of Charger fans make that commute, Carl, to watch them at home. So what you get, that's why part of the reason I think the Chargers chose the Brazil game for the Chiefs. They don't want to have 40,000 or 50,000 Chiefs fans invading SoFi. So good luck with that. You know, you've created this. And again, just like the NFL with gambling, you know, you don't want players gambling. I get that. And we understand you want to sanctity the game. You know, when your partner's in bed with Ticketmaster and StubHub and all these guys and you're telling fans not to sell your tickets, what?
Yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.